familia de Dejando Huellas. Gracias por acompañarnos. Mi nombre es Viviana Oppenheimer y está escuchando Dejando Huellas a través de Radio Grito. Gracias por siempre escucharnos y apoyarnos a través de las redes sociales. Sabe que también nos puede encontrar a través de YouTube y Spotify, todas las plataformas digitales también. Y estamos grabando desde los estudios de Pura Energía, que si usted no tiene un sistema de energía renovable, favor de llamar al 787-230-9070 y usted se orienta, hace su cotización, instala su sistema y mira, le prometo que no va a sufrir más ni de calor, ni falta de luz, ni nada de eso. Y si usted tiene un negocio también, puede llamar al 787-990-2500. Ahí llame, cotiza, se orienta y pues ya sabes, Pura Energía. Y conmigo hoy tengo a la gran Lex Pursley, que ustedes van a conocer un poquito más sobre ella, porque ella ha sido literalmente un ángel caído del cielo para Dejando Huellas también prácticamente. Esta entrevista la vamos a hacer mitad inglés, mitad español, Spanglish, así que excuse me if my English is not very good looking, but we're gonna try, ¿ok?
Tu inglés es perfecto.
Hi, Lex, how are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm good, thank you for being here with us.
I'm happy to be here, thank you.
Lex, I'm so curious about your whole life, because literally you came from above. I needed some help with a dog we found on the social media, on Instagram, that we saw Buckley. Bucky.
Yes.
And Bucky was a pit bull mix, maybe?
Mm-hmm.
And he was lying on a mattress, an old mattress abandoned somewhere, mm-hmm. in really bad conditions. Mm-hmm. And you came from nowhere and you wrote me and you were like, I can help. And I'm like, what? They want to help an old dog.
Oh, yeah.
And you took him in.
Oh, he was the best save ever. He was so worth the save.
And he's you an got angel. Him all ready and healthy, and he's already adopted.
He is
so that's
adopted.
The good news.
Yes.
I want to talk to you about all the stories of adoptions you've had, because mm-hmm. I know you can tell me a lot.
Yeah.
And that's a positive side to all this whole situation, right?
Oh, gosh, yeah.
So let's talk about that.
Yeah.
How did you come to Puerto Rico? How did you end up here?
I was here on vacation with some buddies, and I met my now husband in a bar. And then
what?
I never left.
You met him here?
Yes, I did, in La Factoria.
Oh.
The center of love. Yes, I met my husband in La Factoria, and now he's stuck with me. I never left. So
that was when? How long ago?
That was 5 years ago now.
5 years ago.
Yep. So I've been here for about full time, about four. We tiptoed into it, but yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And how you just stayed here in Puerto Rico to live?
I did.
He's local?
Yeah, he is.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yep. He's been here for about 13 years. He's from Italy, but he's been here for a very long time. Yeah, he's way cooler than I'll ever be.
That's interesting.
Yes.
That's really interesting.
Yeah, he's been here for a long time. He loves this island in particular, and he's been here. He's set up a business here, and he's, like, made his life here.
That's
so
nice. That's
yeah,
nice.
Met him in La Factoria, and little did he know, I was about to bring home 30 dogs into his house.
Okay, we're going to talk about that, because my boyfriend also has had, like, a few adjustings to do with this whole animal world.
Yep.
So how did you come to get to know every situation happening here in Puerto Rico with our street animals?
We had seen a little bit of it with the cats, kind of, because we live in Isla Verde, mm-hmm. and we were driving along the road one day, and in the middle of the road, I thought, is that a wolf? And there was a husky who was half dead. He was so skinny, and he was walking on the dashed lines in the road. And we thought, oh, my goodness, we got to pick up this dog. He's going to get hit by a car. And when we finally did rescue him, we got him to the vet, we realized that he had kidney failure. He was half dead. He was not going to make it, nor
what?
Was he ever going to be adopted. So that's how I dove in head first. He's supposed to live 2 months. He lived 2 years.
What?
Because I'm a crazy lady.
Oh, my God. 2 years is still, like, so little, right?
It was so little. But he was fully, like, I handmade his food, all that jazz. But while we had him, that's kind of my intro into realizing he was one of 650,000 dogs. He is one of, you know, over 500,000 that
right.
need us. So
did you notice before all the animals in the street, or
was
that like the eye-opening situation?
The cats, yes. You know, when you're in Old San Juan, you're in Isla Verde, you see a lot of the cats, but you don't see the dogs.
Mm-hmm.
It's only when you kind of venture out and explore from my area that you see the dogs in the street. You see how bad the
mm-hmm.
situation is
yeah.
and how this island is amazing. Has so many people that try to help them, but 650,000 is...
It's a lot.
It's crazy.
A lot.
Yeah.
I can't see the end of it.
No.
I'm trying to see the end of it, but I can't see the end.
We have faith.
No,
we have faith.
We have faith. I know. We're going to keep on going.
Yes, we are.
So you rescued that pup.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And he was yours for 2 years.
He was ours for 2 years. And when we rescued him, he was, you know, the foster brother for many, many others many that others. Were adoptable. So
okay. So after you got him, no, mm-hmm. you did foster while having him?
Yes, we did. Oh, okay. My poor husband.
Oh, wow.
Yes, we did.
How many fosters have you had since?
I think we're coming up on 50-ish.
What?
Yeah.
50 fosters?
Yes, I think so. But some of those are really short amount of time because okay. they're puppies and they get adopted so quick. Okay. And yes, but okay. yeah. Okay.
So what organization are you part of?
I work with Souls of Satos, but I think that there's amazing opportunities on the island. You know, if you want to work at a spay and neuter clinic, you can go do that with Sato Project. If, you know, you want to be in the mountains and you want to help there, there's different organizations yes. in different places, but Souls of Satos is kind of
there. There are so many, and still I don't think it's enough.
No, yes. We need a million more.
Yes, to help all the animals mm-hmm. that we have on the street. So what was it like for you joining Soul of Satos and helping out in this whole situation?
It's been amazing because I think sometimes it's soul crushing to see the problem and not do anything about it. But when you have in the back of your mind, I have my foster dogs at home, I can actually help. I know a vet to bring these dogs to get them spayed and neutered and taken care of. It's kind of the only light at the end of the tunnel mm-hmm. versus it just being so sad and so heartbreaking. So I love being part of that organization. I think they're amazing. Chelsea, who runs the organization, has fully quit her job. This is all she does.
She dedicates to herself.
Her entire life wow. is dogs. That's all she does is she takes care of these animals that she finds.
It is satisfying, but at the same time, it's heartbreaking.
It really is. We just lost a puppy 2 days ago.
What?
It got, yes, and it was heartbreaking. And you kind of, you know, you have your moment of crying, and then you say, okay, I'm going to save a million more in their honor, right?
You told me that. I don't remember which one of the dogs we sent. You told me that, like, no, don't give up. There are 100 more. A million more.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sadly.
Half a million more to go.
So what's the process? I know you take a lot of dogs and you have them in foster.
Yeah.
And what's your experience having them here in Puerto Rico and getting them adopted here in Puerto Rico mm-hmm. versus getting them adopted in the States?
I think we typically try to focus on getting them to the States because we have the ability to do that. We've kind of done it so much that we have the knowledge. And because there are so many organizations that don't have the knowledge, and honestly, we're really lucky that we have amazing donors that allow us to pay that extra bill of the dog and getting it to the States, we try to focus mostly on the States just to kind of allow the organizations that don't have that power and don't have the backing to adopt out to Puerto Rico.
Here.
So sometimes when we have people from Puerto Rico that come to us and they want a specific dog, you know, absolutely we do the interview process and that's fine. But if there are people in Puerto Rico that come to us and they say, I want to adopt a dog,
mm-hmm.
we tend to focus on the organizations that don't have so much infrastructure to get them to the States, okay. just to make sure, because the reality is 650,000 is a lot. That's and if I have the power to get them off the island to a home in a state that doesn't have as bad of an issue with, you know, the shelters, mm-hmm. I'm going to do it. And we send most of our dogs to New York, where we have a really, really good infrastructure of fosters. And we know that the problem there with the euthanasia in the shelters isn't so bad.
Okay.
So it's almost like we're trying to distribute to places that they have a better chance. And we're not kind of taking those local adopters.
Okay. So you give them a chance here in Puerto Rico to mm-hmm. get adopted and,
yes.
and also,
yeah.
and
also in the States.
What has been your experience sending them out to the States? Like are a lot of people, do you think are more people in the States wanting to adopt than here in Puerto Rico?
It depends on what state. We post all of our dogs in about, honestly, 12 different states. In New York and New Jersey, they have lower euthanasia rates in their shelters. Mm-hmm. So the people usually will go to the shelters and there truly are not that many dogs for them in the size that they want or the age that they want. So they adopt out from us so easily, those states in particular. And there are certain states where that's not the case. I am from North Carolina, so I also post all...
Are you really from North Carolina?
Yeah,
really?
That's where the southern accent might be coming from a little bit. I tried to taper it down.
My mom lives there.
Oh, she lives in North Carolina?
Yeah, she's living there.
No kidding. Oh, my God, girl, we need to catch up on that. But there's a little bit more of a problem there, right, with the euthanasia. So we don't typically send dogs there unless there's a perfect adopter to kind of take them.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what's the process to mm-hmm. send a dog to the States?
Yes. So if they're a puppy or they're under 20 pounds and they're kind of the perfect size, we use this awesome organization called Fly Dogs.
Mm-hmm.
And all they
yes.
do...
Yes, shout out to Marelli.
Yeah, we love you, Marelli. she coordinates all these flights for people who are either tourists or locals that are flying somewhere else. And then we'll, you know, send them in a little carrier bag. They go with those people that are flying up and they get right into the hands of the adopters or fosters.
So let's explain a little bit what is the process for a person to be a flight angel?
Yes.
How do I get to be a flight angel?
You Google Fly Dogs PR and you fill out the form and it's so, so easy. Morelli will pair you with one of the like millions of amazing organizations here in Puerto Rico. They will match you with a dog that already has a foster or a home in the States. And there's a backlog. There is always a need, especially to New York, New Jersey, even California has been a big one recently. They'll pair you. Yes, we've got a lot of adoptions in California.
Wow, that's great.
Thank goodness, yeah. And then you fly the dog and that's it. It's so easy.
It's easy. You can just, it's like a plus for us travelers, you know? Because maybe you don't get to bring your dog, but you get to fly another dog and it's like a whole new experience for you.
You get to cuddle a puppy on a plane. Right. That makes flying so much better. And everybody's so much nicer to you when you're like, this is a sweet little angel.
I have to have that experience.
You've never done it?
No.
Girl, I've only taken 28. You got to do it. It's so fun. Just take a flight just to bring a puppy. I swear, I will. It's so fun.
I've only taken them to the airport, Truffles and Peaches. Mm-hmm. It's a little bit heartbreaking, but it's like after, you know, they got adopted and they're happy. It's just the best feeling in the world.
It really is. And it leaves your home open to take more. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? That's how we fix the problems.
Yes, that's how we fix the problem. Also, also neutering our dogs here.
Oh, yes. That's great.
So
that's very important.
So now you know how to be a flight angel. Just look up Fly Dogs PR, right? Mm-hmm. Flydogspr.com. And you're going to get the whole information. If not, I'm sure Lex or myself, we can help you out getting more information of that and being a flight angel yourself.
Mm-hmm. No te vayas. Seguimos en Dejando Huellas. Adoptar salva vidas. Volvemos en breve.
Buenas.
Sí, buenas. Soy yo, Pupi, de Pupi Solar. Vengo a ofrecerle un sistema de energía renovable.
¿Y quién lo instala?
Yo lo instalo.
¿Y el mantenimiento?
Ay, no se preocupe, el mantenimiento también lo doy yo. Si es un pañito, ¡papá! ¡Ya!
Te pregunto, ¿cuántos sistemas ya tú has instalado?
Con esto serían tres. Los otros dos se me dañaron, pero tranquila que eso yo lo resuelvo.
No. Yo mejor me quedo con los profesionales de Pura Energía.
No dejes que te cojan de Pupi. Llama a los profesionales de Pura Energía.
Si me lo compras, te lo regalo.
A solo 15 minutos del pueblo de Lares está la Policlínica Dr. Eduardo Rodríguez, ubicada en el pueblo de San Sebastián, frente a la oficina de Luma. Allí encontrarás todos los servicios médicos que necesitas. Una moderna sala de emergencias, laboratorio clínico, rayos X, sonografía, mamografía, densitometría ósea, Doppler arteriales y venosos, CT scan y MRI abierto. Resultados en 24 horas. Horario los 7 días de la semana de 7 de la mañana a 11 de la noche. Recuerda, nuestra misión es tu salud y salud. Salud es vida. Comunícate al 787-896-1850. Aceptamos la mayoría de los planes médicos, incluyendo todos los planes vitales y Advantage. Confíanos tu salud. Tenemos amplio estacionamiento.
Me levanto dando gracias al Padre Celestial con mi taza de café lareño. Al abrir mi ventana, sigo el rumbo de mis tradiciones. Veo los campos que se visten de alegría. Mi tierra brilla con el fruto del mejor café. ¡Sí! ¡Café lareño! Vengan todos a celebrar y a disfrutar del mejor café. ¡El mío, claro que sí! ¡Café lareño!
Si quiere crecer, si quieres ahorrar, en Quebrada Coop te vamos a apoyar. Préstamo pa' tu auto, tu casa y tu sueño, servicio que se siente cercano y pequeño. Porque aquí tu futuro es así, con confianza y con fe en Quebrada Coop, seguro que sí.
En Comercial Hermanos Barreto te ayudamos a encontrar lo que buscas a los mejores precios. Visítanos en Atillo, Lares y Arecibo. En nuestras tiendas encuentras los materiales y las herramientas para llevar a cabo tus proyectos de construcción o remodelación. Te esperamos en nuestros departamentos de construcción, electricidad, pintura, plomería y más para ayudarte. Visita nuestra página de internet comercialbarreto.com o síguenos por Facebook e Instagram. Comercial Hermanos Barreto. Calidad, honradez y buen servicio.
Regresamos a Dejando Huellas, porque cada huella deja una historia.
So Lex, you've been foster for 50 dogs.
Yeah.
What is, are you going to keep on fostering?
100%. 100%.
How do you do your, how do you not fall in love with them and stay with one of them?
Oh gosh, you do. You fall in love with them so much. But I think after about, and tell me if you feel differently, but after about the fourth dog, you start to realize that you fall so deeply in love with each of them that giving them a perfect home, giving them an amazing home where they're going to thrive and be the center of attention is the best thing you can do because you are going to love the next one just as much. I know that sounds harsh and it's really hard to
But you don't replace
them.
Like
you never
I know people
them.
Fear of replacing the dogs Mm-mm. or the cats, but in this case Lex has dogs. But you don't. It's like
No, you never replace them.
They have like their little special place in your heart for each one of them.
Your heart just keeps growing and growing like the Grinch. His heart grew 50 times that day.
So yeah. Tell me, how is your process? How do you do to let them go and know they're going to be fine? And mm-hmm. what tell us your secret
yeah.
so we can
oh,
do the
gosh.
Same.
I'm really lucky that with Souls of Satos, I run our Pet Finder account, which is how we get most of our adopters. We get some through social media, but most of them are now coming through Pet Finder. And then I interview their potential homes. And I have had some of the best adopters ever. I still get pictures. I had one woman that adopted a puppy that had been returned 3 times. It was a little bit of a trouble puppy. But she, She was
yeah.
a spicy little girl.
Oh, okay.
But she found
okay.
the perfect mama. And her mom recently sent me a video saying, you know, I was really struggling with depression and this dog makes me get out of bed. So,
what?
And I could cry about it thinking about
what?
It. But it's those kind of moments where you realize that they're, what these dogs are doing and what these amazing little Satos are doing are so much bigger than you. They shouldn't stay in your home. They need to go out. They need to kind of, you know, give you space, but also change somebody else's life. And you just hear the best stories about the adopters. Bucky, the dog that
yes.
we rescued.
Yes.
His little sister is 4 years old and she dresses him in tutus.
What?
Yes.
You're kidding.
She was his show and tell. And
no.
they did a dance routine together. She brought him to school and she did her little ballet.
No.
She was shy, so she didn't want to bite herself. And Bucky came with a tutu on.
You're kidding me. So, that is so cute. Oh. That is so cute.
I know. So if I would have kept Bucky, that little girl wouldn't have her comfort dog.
You and you
know?
Fell in love with Bucky.
Oh.
You fell in love with Bucky.
Everybody would.
I felt so sad I could never meet him in person because mm-hmm. I did like the whole thing through social media, right? We connected through social
yeah.
media. But thanks to you, I know he was in good hands.
He's in better hands.
And
thanks to you, his rescue happened. I couldn't have done it without you, seriously. Whew, that was a teamwork moment
It was meant for him. Mm-hmm. It was meant for him. And I'm a firm believer that every rescue is like meant in some way.
Yes.
Like there's some rescues that are easier than others. And sadly, right, it would be easy for each one of them, but sadly it's not as easy.
No, it's not. But they're all worth it in the end. I haven't had one that I've rescued where I thought that wasn't worth it. Not one. They're the best.
And how does your husband keep up with all the
foster
dogs?
Oh, he wants to kill me, I'm sure. He wants to kill me. I fall in love with the dog within 0.2 seconds, and he's more of like a 2 weeks kind of guy.
Oh, okay.
So then at the beginning, he wants to kill me for bringing them home, and at the end, he wants to kill me for giving them away. But he's starting to come around. He understands where we're going.
Have you liked animals your whole life?
Oh, yes.
Especially dogs?
Yes. I love cats, too. We've done cat rescues as well. I'm deathly allergic to cats. But,
really?
Oh, yeah. That doesn't stop us, girl. We we take the medicine. We wear the goggles. We still rescue the cats, I promise.
You're fully dedicated.
Yeah.
Have you had them as foster also?
Oh,
cats?
Yes.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yep. I have and have been, you know.
Yeah, puffy.
Puffy for weeks. But that's okay. Because they're worth it, too.
There is no excuse if you want to rescue. No excuse for Lex.
I might be a little bit of a crazy lady, but it's okay.
So when you do the adoption process mm-hmm. in the States, how do you measure or are sure of a good family for that dog or cat?
Typically what we do is we have them fill out, we have this adoption interest form, and it just gives us a little bit of an idea of not only what they're looking for, but what their life is like, what kind of house they live in. Do they have no kids? Do they have 8 kids? And because all of our dogs are not in a shelter system, they're always in homes, like foster homes here in Puerto Rico, foster homes in the States. We know their personalities so well that we're able to say, oh, Mr. Pickles is going to fit great because he would do well with, you know, 3 kids under 3. And then after we do that initial kind of matching process and making sure it's all good, we do a FaceTime call and we do a home interview. So it sometimes feels invasive, but the reality of what we've seen on these FaceTime phone interviews, we've seen people who are hoarding dogs, people who are clearly running dog fighting rings.
What?
Oh, yes, yes.
Especially for maybe the bullies.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
So we're probably overly cautious, but the reality is we don't have a place to bring them back to. We don't have that shelter that can take them back in. It has to be foster homes. Mm-hmm. And as soon as we get one adopted, we go get the next one. And it's a cycle, and it definitely is a little bit exhausting, but you just have to make sure with your homes that they are as perfect as they seem on paper in that FaceTime. And I really do feel that you get a vibe, and we have people cry on the FaceTimes. I'm so excited to meet the puppy. They're going to complete our family.
Oh, my God.
You know, you see some of the best people. Yeah, we've had some really good adopters.
And what happens if a situation happens and mm-hmm. they can't have them for some reason?
Mm-hmm.
How do you deal being here and the dog being somewhere else in the States?
It's hard. We have a really good foster system that we can reach out to that will usually take dogs back, especially if, you know, we don't have an immediate next place for them to go. But the reality is, if it came down to it, I would, you know, sell a kidney to go get one of my foster dogs if they were in threat of being brought to a shelter or dumped on the street. It's just, once they're in your heart, you just can't.
Has it happened?
We're really lucky that our fosters have always stepped in last minute. I have had to buy the flight, but I was able to cancel it because a foster stepped in, thank God. But yes.
So after, if something happens, there's a foster in the States close mm-hmm. by that yes. takes them in, mm-hmm. and they're safe until they find another home.
Yes.
So what else do you ask for? Oh, how do you make sure that, oh, well, they're in foster, so maybe you know how, mm-hmm. if they get along with cats or if they get yes. along with mm-hmm. other kids or if
yes.
they're, what usually are people looking for?
I think what a lot of people are looking for is, this is very interesting because I tend to think that the Sato, maybe I'm biased, but I think the Satos are these super, super hyper intelligent dogs.
Thank you.
They're the best. They're so smart. They're so healthy. And that's what people look for. They just want a dog to be their buddy and one that is typically, you know, we've brought back to health. So it's at a healthy spot mm-hmm. and someone that wants to hang out with them and is willing to be trained, which is pretty much any dog you're going to run across.
So they usually look more for a Sato than a breed? In the States?
We do have a lot of people. That? Yeah. To be honest, we do have a lot of people that fall more in love with the Satos than the purebreds. We don't tend to pick up a lot of purebreds because a lot of other rescues will take them. So mm-hmm. we tend to take the ones that nobody else will take. You
They're
know?
Easier to find an adoption.
They are.
So
they
I know,
are.
I know it's...
Yeah. But Bucky, for example, he was a purebred pit bull.
Was he? Purebred? Mm-hmm.
They did his DNA test and everything. Yeah. Purebred pit bull.
Listen, this dog had one eye... That was light blue. I think even lighter than your eyes. And the other one was like brown, right?
Yes, he was gorgeous.
And he had like spots all over him on his head.
Yeah, he little peckers everywhere. He was so cute.
He had freckles on his mm-hmm. face. He was so cute. Yeah. I can't believe he was purebred.
He had his jaw was fully cracked when I picked him up, by the way.
Oh, can you tell about
him.
That?
Oh gosh. I picked him up. He was on the side of the road. I scooped him up, and he had somebody had brought them to their house, so I was able to pick him up and throw him in the back of the car. This dog was a big boy.
Were you afraid of him?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Ooh. Yeah. When you're picking up a dog whose jaw is hanging like this.
Was hanging?
Fully hanging off of its socket, and I thought, this has got to hurt him so bad. He had also been hit by a car, so his hip was shattered. I picked him up and put him in my car, and I'm sure I hit something that hurt. He just whimpered and did not do a thing. That dog would not hurt a fly. And when we went to the vet, he got his jaw reconstructed. He has, his hip is kind of reconstructed. And he just, through all of the poking and prodding and everything, he was an angel, true angel. And I was so afraid of him at first. And now I feel bad that I was ever afraid of him in the first place. He was an angel. I was being so judgmental. He was so good. He was a good boy.
Oh, yeah, you did it was such a good job with him. I'm
and
so happy.
You did too. You did too. You helped so much with that. I wouldn't have been able to do it without you.
People
seriously.
Think that right after rescuing or maybe adopting mm-hmm. is the only way of helping, yeah. but no, there are a lot of ways that you can help. Yes. Like, can you tell us a little bit?
Oh my gosh.
How many other ways you can help?
Yes. So for most of the people in Puerto Rico, I work two jobs so that I can pay to do this. So the logistical stuff is
so complicated.
Wait.
You work two jobs?
I do.
So you can just rescue and all of this?
Yes, because you know it's how expensive it gets, right?
I know.
Yes.
It's really expensive.
Yeah, we do. I work two jobs so that, you know, I'm not draining my savings at the end of each month. But because of that, and I know people that just work one job too, but it's very taxing to schedule the vet appointments to, you know, do all the walking, do all the coordination. So a lot of the times what we really need is just set of hands to pick up the dog and drive it to the vet while I'm on work calls. Mm-hmm. Or, you know, call American Airlines and schedule their cargo flight up to their new home. Even those little things, that gives me more time, that gives people like you more time to go out and do the rescuing.
Right.
So even that logistical stuff is we need it so bad to go through the applications. Mm-hmm. It's me and two other people.
Like Pet Finder, you mean?
Yeah, to make the Pet Finder post, to answer the 90 emails we get a day, mm-hmm. just anything that you could possibly do, you know, from the comfort of even your own home, it helps so much.
So not only Soul of Sato is looking for these people, there are many organizations also looking for.
Yes.
So if you wanna leave a little part of your heart in this whole beautiful world and chaotic also, you can maybe just reach out for an organization that, and you can offer your talents or your help or volunteer or anything that you wish to help with. I'm sure they would appreciate it. So
very much so. Very much so.
Right.
No te vayas. Seguimos en Dejando Huellas. Adoptar salva vidas. Volvemos en breve.
Laboratorio Clínico San Martín. Por décadas, el laboratorio de todas las familias lareñas. Hoy, seguimos la tradición familiar. Cada día nuestra gran familia se extiende más para darte las mejores atenciones y con profesionalismo. No limitamos esfuerzos para tener los mejores y más modernos equipos para el resultado de tu análisis rápido y con la mayor exactitud y precisión. Por décadas, visitamos los hogares de aquellos pacientes que así lo meriten, además de hogares de envejecientes y empresas. Aceptamos todos los planes médicos, incluyendo la reforma Medicare y Advantage. Laboratorio Clínico San Martín, en la calle Pedro Albizu Campos, abierto de lunes a sábado desde las 6:30 de la mañana. Teléfono 787-897-2479. Laboratorio Clínico San Martín, atendiéndote con el mismo amor de siempre.
¿Buscas un lugar donde lo tengas todo? En la bodega de O Positivo Café lo encuentras. Café fresco, molido en grano y listo para llevar. Huevos, arroz, carnes, enlatados y mucho más. Todo para tu mesa. Aceptamos la tarjeta de la familia y pronto el WIC. Y si eres barista o amante del buen café, tenemos máquinas, equipos y métodos de extracción a tu alcance. Solo vienes por un cafecito. ¡Perfecto! Tenemos café recién hecho, sándwiches sabrosos y postres frescos todos los días. Estamos en la carretera 111 en San Sebastián. La bodega de O Positivo Café. Descubre, aprende y aplica.
En Ferretería Central contamos con la mayor variedad en materiales para la construcción y remodelación. Un centro de pinturas con sobre 2,000 colores a escoger y preparamos tu color favorito en marcas reconocidas. Además, en Ferretería Central contamos con gabinetes de cocina, vanities, equipos sanitarios y todo lo necesario para embellecer tu hogar. Recuerda que si tu problema es de ferretería, no pases trabajo y pasa por Ferretería Central en el cruce de Altamira en Lares con teléfono 897-2953. Somos miembro del prestigioso grupo de ferreterías de aquí. Búscanos en Facebook y aprovecha las grandes ofertas.
En Lares y Quebradillas está la gente de CIS. Pero ahora Alégrate Isabela, que los servicios de salud llegaron a ti. Centros integrados de servicios de salud, donde te atienden con cariño y la mejor actitud. Médicos y especialistas con calidad de primera. Díselo a tu abuela que llegamos a Isabela. Sí, 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 llegó Isabela. Con medicina general, pediatría y psicología, internista, obstetricia y ginecología. Te vas a cambiar pa' sí, ya lo sabías. Sí, 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 llegó Isabela. En el 2026 venimos más fuertes. Ven y únete a nosotros que no te lo cuento. Al mejor centro de salud de todo el noroeste. Sí, 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 llegó Isabela. Grupo médico primario 5005. Estamos contentos Luis, Doña Juana y Chabela. Porque la gente de CIS por su salud vela. Centros integrados de servicios de salud, donde te atienden con cariño y la mejor actitud. Médicos y especialistas con calidad de primera. Díselo a tu abuela que llegamos a Isabela.
Entre las verdes montañas de Lares, Utuado y Las Marías hay una institución sólida, moderna y con calor humano que sirve bien a su gente y a todo Puerto Rico. La Arcoop, con más de 6 décadas de trayectoria, contribuyendo al crecimiento y desarrollo de todo nuestro pueblo. La Arcoop, Cooperativa de Ahorro y Crédito de Lares y Región Central, contigo siempre.
Regresamos a Dejando Huellas, porque cada huella deja una historia.
Tell us about Petfinder. What is Petfinder?
So Petfinder is one of the main websites that people in the States that are looking to adopt and don't just automatically go to the shelter. Mm-hmm. It's almost like a dating app for dogs. So you put in the qualities that you want.
No, you're kidding
they
me.
They show you a bunch of dogs.
Really?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. So what? I put I'm looking for a small, friendly black dog.
Small, friendly black dog about this age. I want it to go on hikes with me. There's so many things that you can select, and then it matches you with the perfect dog. And that's how we get all of our applications in, is because it's almost like you're pre-selecting a little bit. Okay. So I'm not going to be offering you a, 80-pound black lab uh-huh. if what you want is a tiny chihuahua. Uh-huh. So we match you, the Petfinder website matches you with a dog, and then you're able to reach out to the organization through Petfinder. So it saves a lot of time. It saves us, having to do all those social media posts. It's almost like we make a dating profile for our puppy.
That's hilarious.
Yeah.
That is so funny. Mm-hmm. I did not know it worked like that.
Yep. You get to write a little bio, a little bit about their background. And I always try to make sure to mention that they're from Puerto Rico, that they're Satos too, because there's people in the States that love Satos. They are.
And why is that? Do you know?
Because they're smart, they're lovely. People have so much love for Puerto Rico too. I feel like that's another aspect of it, is they're like, I went to vacation in Puerto Rico once. I loved it. The people were amazing. I would love to help the island. And we try to tell them about the problem that we have here.
Perfect. I'm so happy that people are aware of this problem and they try to help in any way. I want to talk a little bit about our rescues recently, because I know we've had a lot, so it won't fit in our time schedule, but recently we took in maybe you knew them in our website or in our social media as Are and Sife, because I found them here in Arecibo, and they were two puppies that were thrown on the streets. Puppies, like literally puppies. They were what, 3 months, 4 months?
Tiny.
They were so tiny, and they were just left in the streets on their own, and I saw them and I couldn't let them be, because I have a special place in my heart for obviously babies, mm-hmm. puppies, and or kittens, and for old or hurt animals. Mm-hmm. Like that's my
the weakest of
my
the weak.
Weakest. Yes, yes.
You're so sweet.
And Lex helped me out with everything, and we flew them out, right? And they got adopted. Mm-hmm. So tell us a little bit about, they were then called Truffles and Peaches.
Truffles and Peaches. Right? I watched a webinar and it said that dogs that are named after food
are more likely
to get adopted.
Are you? So, what?
Yes.
What?
So that's all perfect. Of our dogs have food names now.
That is perfect.
We got to make a pop somehow. Right. Yeah. They got adopted. I've gotten everybody at my company in on this. So my boss was the one who actually fostered
Yes.
Them uh-huh. for a while.
Oh, she's an angel. Also an angel.
Kylie Ayala. Love her. She is fostered. I think she's up to around 12 right now, puppies. Wow. But we found really great homes. And we always, just because we don't get to meet people in person, we always have that last decision made by our fosters. Because we really trust our fosters. We want to make sure they're good people. And the people that adopted Ara and Sifa were so amazing. They're two really, really great couples.
Oh, that makes me so happy.
One guy that adopted the little girl, he had just lost his wife.
And what?
He had just lost his wife, and he and his son decided that in order to kind of help with the grieving process, that they were going to bring a little joy into their life, so they adopted a puppy.
Oh, you're going to make me cry.
I know. So it's those kind of stories that no matter how many late nights you spend, how many jobs you work, it's those stories where you get to change somebody's life and you get to change a dog's life.
How do you keep up with every story? Do you like have
yes.
them?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yes, I do.
I have to do that. I also
you
have
really
to do
should
that.
Because if you're ever having a bad day, just looking at that list and thinking, oh, I've helped all those dogs mm-hmm. and those people, that'll it picks you up.
And when you look back, I know the problem is huge, but mm-hmm. when you look back and see how many animals you've saved or helped, it's so rewarding. Mm-hmm. And it's like you say, it wants to make you keep on going.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So what advice would you give someone that wants to adopt a dog or a cat?
If you want to adopt a dog or a cat, I truly believe that every dog can really be your perfect dog. Training is so important, and also letting them settle in. I think a lot of the times when we have people adopt a dog and they return it, they never actually get to see the true personality of that dog. Mm-hmm. Let them settle in, give them their space, kind of allow them to feel comfortable with you. And at the heart of every dog and cat is just pure love and joy. That's all they want, is to be with you, for you to love them. So sometimes that takes a little bit longer. So if you want an older dog and you know that you're ready for those golden years, or if you want a puppy, don't give up on them just yet. Just give them a little time to settle in, and they're going to be your perfect dog. Truly, every dog just wants to please you.
I know. That's perfect. Lex, our time is out. But let people know where can they find you on the social media if mm-hmm. you want to keep up with you or with your stories.
Yeah, yeah.
Where can we find you?
I work for Souls of Satos. They have an amazing Instagram channel that is constantly pushing out all the puppies we find. And then I am... Let me see your dog, Lex, on Instagram.
I love that name.
I would definitely follow Souls of Satos over me. Mine is a little more chaotic, but yeah, that's me.
Thank you, Lex, for being here with us, for being in Dejando Huellas. You know, you can count with us in everything that you may need, and we're going to keep you posted with our future projects, so we're going to keep on in communication. Y a ustedes que nos estuvieron escuchando hoy, gracias por acompañarnos. Thank you for being here with us. Estamos súper agradecidos de todo este proyecto y a donde ha llegado, y vamos a seguir con más Dejando Huellas.